The Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The crazy people are back. Welcome back to Travel World with Will and Beck as Stephen Pickford and a whole contingent of people today. We got a really exciting show for you.
Yes, good morning. Stephen Pickford here, coming to you from Montreal, our studios. And yes, it's not too much room to move around here today because we have a whole crowd of people just watching us do our stuff and also joining us on the line later in the hour.
Yeah, we've got Avery Haines for you, the bad girl of Canadian television. She passed up Howard Stern to be on our show.
She
that's not a joke.
She couldn't say no to Willem Backus and his multitude of charms. And yeah. She'll be talking to us after 11:15 about family travel. She's our new family travel specialist.
Oh, yeah, that's why we got a song lined up for I Touch Myself.
And she'd be to Boscobel Beach in Jamaica.
Yes.
And talking about traveling with... alone with a child and some of the things to look out for.
What about her husband, Steve?
No, she said she went alone.
She went alone.
Ha, 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 ha. Family
bye
travel.
Bye, hubby. Yeah.
Family just because she knew she was going to be speaking with Stephen Pickford this morning.
That was Art Moskovic. He's usually in studio. He didn't bring Christina today, which is a bit of a shame because Christina, of course, is one of our bigger fans here. She's Art's daughter, going to be turning 3 not too far from now.
I've got no one tripping over the wires.
Well, no, that would be Robbie the Golden Retriever. Another one of our mascots here. As we sometimes do on Travel World, about 2.5-3 years ago, we introduced a country and western singer to the world, Tanya Ray, who's now touring Europe.
She's touring Europe through Belgium and the Netherlands through the month of February, and she's a big star now in much of Europe. Country Music Recording Artists Association of Europe naming her bestowing awards on her, and she played last December down in Nashville as well, so her career has really taken off, and we're pleased to have her as part of the Travel World team.
Oh, definitely, because that was, of course, for that. Now, you see, that's why we have sometimes rather obscure connections to the world of travel. We introduce sometimes singers with you. Now we have the lovely Carolyn in studio with us, and she's an up-and-coming singer from Montreal. Carolyn, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you very much, Will.
There you go. And she will be doing a few renditions. She's singing some of the tunes of Shania Twain, usually. That's her thing. So we might give you a few samplings of her voice. Bit of a cappella. What's your favorite song to sing, Carolyn?
Right now it could vary because there's so many that I'm singing.
There's so many
everywhere,
I'm good at. I don't know where to begin.
No. Basically a song that I know to sing.
Yes.
I will sing.
I see. And okay, now can you answer the question that half a million Americans want to hear? Which song?
The Flintstones.
Shania Twain is one of my favorites. I
yes.
do sing
Which
a
song?
Lot of songs. From This Moment On.
There we go.
There
now
we go.
She named this song. Or you also mentioned to me earlier, the Whose Bed Whose Have Your Boots Been Under?
Yes,
or Whose
yes.
Boots Have Your Bed Been Under?
Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under?
Or Whose Boots Have Your Bed Been Under?
No.
That would be a kinkier version of the thing. Whose Bed Have You Been Booted Out Of?
I'm writing the lyrics now. Hold on.
These are my great idea.
Well, speaking of lyrics, some of the things we also do is we write our own lyrics, but we also appreciate the music of other artists who do kind of twisted songs. And we got one coming up for you. You might want to get your tape recorders for this one because right at the 30 break, because we're going to wait for Avery Haines to be online. We've got, seems to be the theme song of Air Transat.
Or any other charter airline that anyone has ever flown. You sometimes wonder about those charter carriers, the oldest plane. They just resurrected it out of the desert. It's been sold at bankruptcy sales and fire sales around the world. You always have a great feeling about a carrier, about a plane that was deemed unfit to fly for Baman Bangladeshi Airways, right?
Well, you know,
it's a Bangladesh garage sale.
Yeah, well, yeah, it could have been something to do also with what would you call it, ValueJet too. Airplane maintenance is in the concern these days, and this is a song. If anybody remembers Big Old Jetliner, the Steve Miller Band song, this one is called "Beat Up Old Jetliner," and that was sung by the Bob Rivers Comedy Corp out of New York. This guy comes up with songs. Go buy it at your local record store. You're going to love it. All kinds of twisted tunes on this CD. He's got things like "Ooh, What an Ugly Man He Was." One of my favorite ones is, I don't know if you heard the song. Who sang that song, "What If God Was One of Us"? Carolyn?
Alanis.
No, it's not Alanis Morissette. Come on, you're supposed to know this.
Melissa.
No, come on. It's not Jan Arden. Okay.
I know. Wait.
One of those other artists, female. Bonnie, do you know who sings "What If God Was One of Us"? Bonnie, of course, Heart Control in Maryland. Whatever. The song that we've got is a twisted version of that called "What If God Smoked Cannabis."
There's always the cynical outlook on the world. I think this is represented by this CD, because many of us sit back and they're reflecting the thoughts that are passing through our head, but sometimes we're not. They just come out. We don't want to really mention them. But
well, we mention this because we're also writing our own songs here at Travel World, and we're coming up with a Travel World, not only a music CD, but also excerpts from the show, some of our highlights and whatever, because we've been getting requests, and thank you very much for them.
People email us at travelworld@reporters.net, and they mention we're going to a particular destination. Have you had a show on that area?
Mm-hmm.
And we oblige them. Tapes are for sale.
There you go.
To help plan for your next vacation, to get that information.
A lot of us are singers here. Art sings at the Cheers Bar here in Montreal, as well as there's a bar called the Rock Quest here, and that's where Carolyn met me. I sing every Tuesday at the Rock Quest, and I have my little fan club gathering now.
They have a big sign outside now appearing live in person.
Yeah.
Willem Backus.
Well, not far from the truth, actually. Well, it's coming up short on the break. Steve, you got yourself
a couple of
about a minute and a half here. A
couple of pieces of information. If you're heading to Italy at the end of March, March 27th to April 2nd, is the second edition of Italy's Week for Culture, sponsored by the Italian Ministry of Culture. And during that week, March 27th to April 2nd, entrance to museums, galleries, monuments, and archaeological sites will be free of charge. That's something to look forward to. And if you're heading down, spring training opened this week down in Florida, and if you're heading to a West Palm Beach area, the Palm Beach Airport Hilton offers rates consistently around one half of what the beachfront properties are charging these days. Dennis Herron, former Canadiens,
former Montreal Canadiens goalie
and Pittsburgh Penguin goalie, he's down there as the sales director. So drop by the Palm Beach Airport Hilton, 1 mile from the airport, 3 miles from the beaches, and one
challenge
mile.
Him to ball hockey.
Yes, that's what I hear you're going to be playing this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely, over at Kelly's Bar.
What position do you plan on playing, Willem?
Oh, I don't know, 69. No, I mean
no,
that would be after hockey.
No, or not, but when you played on the
I'm a goalie.
You're a goalie.
I'm
just
a goalie.
Like Denny Herron, he was your inspiration.
Actually, believe it or not, he was, which is one of the things I like about Denny Herron.
Stay listening to Travel World. We'll have
we got
Avery Haynes coming back after the 11:15 break, talking about family travel at Boscobel Beach, Jamaica, and a multitude of other destinations. Sharon Delaney is also going to be on at 11:45, telling us a great new contest for Travel World listeners.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you sleep longer, you'll be more rested, right? No, and a hard mattress is better for a bad back. Wrong. Have you been believing these sleep myths? Do you want to find out the real facts about getting a good night's sleep guaranteed? Call the sleep specialist at Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-931-9977. You'll get a free Better Sleep video plus a free sample of the incredible material inside the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. This body contouring bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you experience back or neck problems, the Tempur-Pedic bed could offer unprecedented relief. That's why over 25,000 doctors and sleep clinics recommend it. See for yourself. Call now for your free Better Sleep video and sample of the Tempur material at 1-800-931-9977. So high on sleep myths. Get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-931-9977.
Do you want to get the best price on your prescription drugs? If you don't have a prescription plan or you're on Medicare, then listen to this. With the People's Prescription Plan, you get the lowest prices on your prescriptions, on the spot, at tens of thousands of locations nationwide. Members have already saved over $80 million simply by showing their membership card. For just $7.95 a month, you can use your card for everyone in your household. There are no claim forms. Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-854-4800 and have your credit card ready. That's 1-800-854-4800. You get full family coverage, unlimited savings, and a money-back guarantee, all for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-854-4800 and get the lowest price on your prescriptions. That's 1-800-854-4800. This offer is brought to you by People's Benefit Services. It's available in most states. Your actual savings may vary.
The truth behind the income tax video was produced so you can finally understand how the American people have been hoodwinked into believing they are required to use a Social Security number to participate in government entitlement programs and to pay employment taxes. This must-see video is required viewing for those who are tired of big government draining the financial resources from the marketplace and from the family's pocketbook, forcing both husband and wife to work in order to earn a living, often at more than one job each, just so the family can exist, causing terrible stress on everyone. This eye-opening two-hour videotape can be purchased for only $24 post-paid. Make your check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Act now and learn the lawful way to stop the erosion of your family's financial resources. That's The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Only $24 postpaid.
Presenting a totally organic vitamin food designed to provide natural food source vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace minerals. Vitamin Greens is a perfectly blended balance of organically grown vegetables and live enzymes. Just a couple of tablespoons per day added to your favorite fruit juice or blended drink gives you 2 to 5 times the vitamins necessary for a full day. Endorsed by national physicians and healthcare practitioners, Vitamin Greens comes from the folks at Living Good International, where living good is a way of life, and there's a full money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-777-4515 to order the Vitamin Greens today. Available exclusively through this offer for just $19.95. So call now, 1-888-777-4515. That's 1-888-777-4515 for Vitamin Greens.
Welcome back to Travel World. Will and back is
Stephen Pickford right here.
Art Moskovic.
So we welcome you all back to this hour. Of
the
course,
crazy.
That was in honor of the... we've got the bad boys of AM radio here, welcoming the bad girl, Canadian television. Avery, welcome to Travel World.
Gee, thanks for the moniker.
There you go.
Everyone gets their own nickname or their own theme song on Travel World. Avery Haynes is our family travel specialist, and you're back from Jamaica.
Had an amazing time, too. My son and I went. He's 4. And just incredible. I asked my travel agent. I wanted to go somewhere where it was warm, where the weather was pretty much guaranteed, and where they would be good for kids. And I found it. Boscobel Beach.
Which hotel did you stay down there?
Oh, it's not a hotel. It's called Boscobel.
Okay.
The resort.
Just the resort. Full name of the resort, yeah.
It's one of those super clubs.
Yes, super clubs. We had them on, actually, in 1998. Super Clubs Jamaica. They have the Boscobel Beach, the Grand Lido Negril, and, of course, our favorite, Hedonism.
Yeah, I was joking with the guy who was taking my son and I, because it's 2 hours outside of Montego Bay, so once you get there, you've got to take a little bus to your resort. And I was joking to him, stop at Hedonism, that's where I'm going. And he looked in the back and saw my four-year-old and said, I don't think Hedonism is the place for you.
And of course, he never watches Newsnet, so he wouldn't understand that you were actually joking.
Of course, that bus ride, if they haven't improved the roads, the bus ride can be a bit jarring.
You know, it was terrifying. We got in at about 11 at night, and it was just my son and I.
Yeah.
And we were the only two on this little bus. And it's, I mean, they're definitely modern buses, but they probably seat about maybe 9 people at most.
Yeah.
And they have some kind of weird symbols that are signals that they give each other with by flicking their headlights. But cost, I mean, God Almighty, we were passing on curves, and I thought for sure. And of course, there's no seat belts in the back, but the driver's nicely belted in the front seat.
When the driver's got a 6-point harness and a helmet, you got to wonder.
It was scary. It was scary, and it also the one difficult thing about it is the fact that you've got 4 hours, especially if you're traveling with kids. You've got 4 hours in the plane. You add the hour and a half that you're at the airport before that, the half hour it takes to get, you know, into your bus, and then the 2 hours on top of that to get to your resort. It's kind of a long day.
You have to sort of plan the activities if you're traveling with children to keep them amused throughout the entire day's activities and try to get them to look forward to what's coming up next.
Well, and you know, the all of the pilots are amazing about letting you go in there and hang out while they're flying, which is kind of frightening, I guess. I don't know that I like that so much.
No, don't turn that knob.
This place was incredible, though. It truly is a place that you would not want to go there if you didn't have kids. And in fact, some people had done, you know, those lottery systems where you never know which super club you're going to get to. A Club Med does the same thing. So there was a couple there that I noticed through this whole week, they were getting angrier at each other because they were looking for a little romance, and there were lots of kids running around. I mean, it's not the place you'd want to go as just adult getaway. But they did have it was nicely segmented where they had a couple of dining rooms that were adult only. They had a piano bar that was adult only. They had a pool that was adult only. And this place has programs every day that start at 9 in the morning and go till 10 at night. So you could put your kids in and out of all these different programs that they have to get time to yourself. And they also have a nanny program, and for $3 US an hour, you can have a nanny. If you wanted to stay out later than 10 o'clock, she'd come into your room and take care of your kids, you know, essentially just while they're sleeping.
Well, now you're talking.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That is
you
good.
You get a chance, I mean, for us, for Riley and I got a chance to hang out with him on vacation, but not be completely in mommy mode. I've had a chance to sort of hang out by myself as well.
That's, you all see that time for yourself. Yes, you come back from a vacation if you travel with children and you feel you need to go somewhere else afterwards. It's good to have that chance to be separate.
Yeah, it can be really taxing traveling with kids. And, you know, there are all kinds of different travels you can do for just a complete getaway, Caribbean travel. My travel agent said that Boscobel Beach is the best, and it was really good. I mean, the programs, I don't know that they were specifically, you know, they start from age 2 and they go up to 12. And they're in separate, you know, there's tiny town for the kids that are 2 to 3.
Did we lose Avery?
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, yes, you're back.
Okay, you're back.
You know, I don't know if it's your system, guys, but I'm getting, like, I hear an echo.
Echo, echo, echo.
I'm not hooking it into you guys properly or something, but it's a little distracting.
I know.
Maybe you're getting the echo in your ear. Yeah, that it was not the show on echo tourism.
Echo tourism.
Anyway, we're in the show plan, and they said, echo tourism, that's not what we're talking about today. Now, you go to an all-inclusive, what is the food like? That can always be a concern, that you go to an all-inclusive, it's like all you can eat, but it can be kind of bland.
I definitely found that. One of the things that I'm not big on all-inclusive travel anyway, because, you know, I could have been anywhere in the world. I had no sense that I was in Jamaica because it cost a lot of money. It was expensive, especially traveling single supplement. They really ding you. Well, I say it was $5,000 for my son and I. And neither one of us eat.
Oh, God.
So that's a lot of money, and it wasn't...
Telling me.
What's that?
And they ding you.
They ding you.
Well, they charge for...
I can barely hear you guys. You might want to fix the...
Yeah, we got to fix that.
Here.
Yeah.
Because when you go as a... all the package tour prices are always quoted as per person double occupancy. So it's fine to say you have a child's rate, but it's, again, the child's rate is based on two adults sharing the room. So hypothetically, let's say if we take, rate is $200 for a room, it's 100 per person, so that's when you travel as a single. You pay the full $200. So
yeah,
that's where traveling.
It's the same amount as had there been three of us, two adults and a child. But so the food was, breakfasts are great because it's huge. Riley loved it because they have this dessert table. All the stuff was made there. They had a pastry chef who made this dessert table that stretched almost the length of Yonge Street in Toronto. I mean, just absolutely immense. And lunch was fine, and dinner was pretty bland. And they had a couple of other restaurants that were supposed to be sort of, high-class restaurants, and all the food was essentially the same, just the service was, someone was serving you as opposed to being buffet-style.
Well, that's telling it like it is, sure. Bland food, huh? That's we experienced that when we went down to the, we were at the Wyndham Rose Hall. We went into all kinds of different restaurants, and yeah, you're right. The food wasn't really that special.
You don't go to Jamaica necessarily for the haute cuisine. It's... Again, the all-inclusive concept caters to a wide range of people, and they're catering to an average denominator.
Yeah. Well, and also, that's exactly it. I mean, when you go to an all-inclusive, everybody knows that the food is not going to be spectacular. It's mass-produced, right? I mean, it's buffet. You can't make amazing buffet food. It's fine for breakfast. I mean, they had a huge assortment of things that you could have, and for lunch, but I don't think I would ever want to do an all-inclusive for more than a week.
Yeah, no, then you started to get a little bit insane.
You get, the opposite of cabin fever. You go down to a sun destination to escape from the winter in the Northeast, and you also get that claustrophobic feeling of being right on the compound. And everything in Jamaica of the 4- and 5-star properties is an all-inclusive has an all-inclusive option, and you stay on those grounds.
And it's a weird thing. I've never done cruising, but it's one of the things that has made me not want to do cruising. When I go on vacation, I'm not really looking to make friends. But when you're there for the same week that everybody else is, you sort of see the same people, and they start inviting you to do stuff, and then all of a sudden you're not having a vacation on your own. I guess if you wanted to go to make friends, it'd be one thing. But if you just wanted to get away, the all-inclusive thing has sort of a club mentality where you feel all
everybody wants to be.
Yeah, but when you meet people, Avery, you get to experience life.
Yeah,
in Jamaica, not as a tourist, but life.
Doing the same getaway. If I was meeting people who were from Jamaica, then it would be different.
Yeah.
But not someone who's living down the street from me who's doing the same kind of getaway.
Oh, yeah. So you don't want to go for supper with Bob and Sally?
No.
And hear all about their problems. Yes.
Yeah, how did you afford this? I don't know. How did you afford this? Yeah.
And they talk about how much they paid and whether they got a good deal, and they talk about all their past.
Yeah, then you find out that the person next to you has paid a quarter of it, and you're ready to deck them because you've paid, four times as much.
Yeah, I know. Jeez, that's a real... Yeah, sometimes you get on these buses, and everybody feels, okay, let's all join hands and kumbaya. It's not really quite like that.
No, but they had tons of great programs for grown-ups as well. I mean, they had water skiing, and all-inclusive is nice in that you never have to worry about the money.
Avery, we got a break coming up. Steve, what's following the break?
Well, we're going to keep Avery on the line and continue on our discussion on Jamaica, all-inclusives, and family travel. Stay listening to Travel World across America via satellite on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Smile, everybody.
Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
Yeah.
Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. A Republican congressional report is recommending the U.S. military suspend mandatory anthrax vaccine shots until an improved substitute is developed after some service members questioned the safety of the inoculation program. The report by members of the House Subcommittee on National Security was released the same day the U.S. Air Force said it will not court-martial a major at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware who refuses to take the shots. Insisting Africa does matter to the United States, President Clinton is urging Congress to help pay for a United Nations-led peace monitoring mission to the Democratic Republic of Congo. An Emery Worldwide DC-8 cargo plane crashed into an auto salvage yard near Sacramento, California, killing all three people on board and sparking a huge fire. A Western Region FAA spokesman said the cargo jet crashed shortly after the pilot reported a severe center of gravity problem, which refers to the way the cargo is stashed in the aircraft's hold. Emery Worldwide said it's the first fatal crash of one of their planes in the 50-year history of the company. NASA is continuing to monitor fuel consumption on the Space Shuttle Endeavour, but mission managers are optimistic the astronauts can complete their ambitious Earth mapping mission. Milt Heflin, a missions operations manager, said we are almost there. Soaring oil prices will soon stabilize, according to a top Clinton administration official, after hints from OPEC heavyweights Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, cartel may be ready to increase production. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I don't get it.
What?
How'd you find the time to read all those books?
I listen to books, audiobooks, while I'm in my car, working out, even walking. My audiobooks go where I go.
Smart.
Not half as smart as Audiobook Club.
Join Audiobook Club now and get any four best-selling audiobooks for just 99 cents. Thousands of best-selling authors to choose from, like John Grisham, Danielle Steele, John Gray, Stephen Covey, and more. There's something for everyone. Call 800-311-2005 now.
Discounts up to 70% off publishers' prices. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Get four audiobooks for 99 cents, plus shipping and handling. All major credit cards accepted. All we ask is that you buy four more in 2 years at regular club prices.
That's up to $120 in audiobooks for just 99 cents.
And that's not smart. It's brilliant.
Call 800-311-2005. That's 800-311-2005. Call now.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew, some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an ICAR Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the ICAR Gold Class Professionals program in this station.
For all of those of you who've flown a bad charter airline, this song goes out to you. Beat Up Old Jetliner by the Bob Rivers Comedy Corp.
Goodbye to all my friends I've known and the travel agent I trusted. I'm riding along on this beat up old plane. Look out the window, all the rivets are rusted. As that ground crew pushes us backwards on that rickety LTD. I'm feeling around for that flotation device. And when the safety film is shown, I'm paying close attention. Beat up old jetliner. Hope you got a tune up today.
a shit just to save a few pennies. Beat up old jetliner, won't carry me too far today. Oh, give me a fresh airliner, I don't care what I've got to pay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I just turned off the no smoking sign. I figure, hell, if plane's smoking, why shouldn't you?
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child.
Travel World Radio Show. Welcome back to Travel World. Welcome back as Stephen Pickford and the gang here in Montreal, and Avery Haynes, the bad girl of Canadian television. And
all right, enough with that. Get over it. Come on.
Avery, will you be my friend?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, goodness. That was art. All right, Steve, back to you.
Back to family travel. And what type of activities? We're talking about Basketball Beach, part of Super Clubs. And down in Jamaica, Avery Haynes, our family travel specialist, just spent a week there. The variety of activities, you mentioned the cover for ages 2 to 12. What are some of the activities they can partake in? Is it just like finger painting and etch-a-sketch, or other things that the kids can really learn at?
They've got, it's not, I mean, good God, let's hope we're not taking our kids to Jamaica to learn anything. But no, they've got lots of fun stuff. I mean, they've got Talk Jamaican, where they teach the kids how to say Irie and have, you know, with a Jamaican accent, which is really fun. Reggae dance classes that they do. This is for like the 4 to 7. They did some tie dyeing of t-shirts. They have every night, the great thing for me was every night they had a movie for the kids at 6:45, and then afterwards they'd have a party. It was always like a theme party. They had a reggae party, pajama party, backwards party where the kids all wore stuff, and that went till 10. So the adults had time to sort of get out on their own. And the kids had a chance to do this fun stuff. For the older kids, they had, for 8 to 12 and even the teens as well, they had an overnight camping trip. They had scavenger hunts on the beach. For Riley's age group and older, they all dressed up as pirates and did this thing on the beach. They have talent shows. They took the kids out on a boat, a glass-bottom boat one day. Took them over to a little island to look for seashells. So really, I mean, tons and tons and tons of stuff. I found, though, that some of the time, a lot of the time, there was a TV on in the little, they have little, I don't know, it's like a little camp house for each different age group. And they did have Nintendo and TV, and if that's on, the kids have a tendency to just sort of glom onto it. But lots of really interesting programs.
You heard about the Newfoundland glass bottom boat tour that they took the other year?
This is a joke, I can tell.
Yeah, it was a hot day, so they opened the window.
Yeah, from the
you and I should both stick to not telling jokes. How about that?
There you go. Go get your day job.
Yes, the
continue.
The Will and Backus Comedy Hour will continue.
Thank you.
Accommodations at Basketball Beach, a lot of all-inclusives. They're rather on the Spartan side, almost like Comfort Inns, glorified Comfort Inns. What are the accommodations like at Basketball Beach?
It was pretty nice. We were on a level that was just right up, right looking over onto the beach, and two big beds, nice big bathroom, TV. I mean, it wasn't, you wouldn't be hanging out in your room a whole lot, but it was clean. It was, in fact, it was really nice. When we first got there, they had put rose petals over all of the beds and sprinkled around the towels in the bathroom. It was really pretty. I mean, little touches like that were nice.
Yeah, that's the little special things that you remember about visiting a hotel that they it makes it stand out from the ordinary. How big are the grounds in total? Do you have a lot of space to keep to yourself, or is it so concentrated that you're going to be with the entire group and can't escape?
The area is relatively large. They have tennis courts there as well. The beach itself is a small beach. I can't even think of how long it would. I mean, it's just not a very big beach at all. It would probably take you about 6 minutes to walk the length of it. I mean, relatively small, which when you have kids is a good thing. There was a boardwalk all along the beach, and on the boardwalk was sort of storefronts. They had where the workout club was, so that you would be running, you know, on the treadmill or whatever, you'd look out onto the beach and onto the ocean. And they had an arcade room that was looking out onto the beach as well, and a craft area. You know, and all this stuff is free. An area where you could do reading and stuff like that. So it was all really close. And I run, and in the mornings I would run on the treadmill, and I'd stick Riley under a palm tree, and he'd play for 45 minutes while I did my run right on the beach, and I could see him. I mean, it was right there. So I think when you've got kids that are that age, it's good that the beach is small. It's big enough to hang out on, but it's not so big that you'd ever worry about him, about your kids getting lost. And they have lifeguards on all the time.
How old is Riley, by the way? He never told us.
He's four.
You weren't paying
attention. She did tell us. You just weren't paying attention.
You weren't listening. You're such a man.
That's right.
I love it.
No, he's four.
Oh, man.
There you go.
That's always a concern, is that the kids can find a place, but that you don't have to keep always, you know, you can keep that security feeling, and the all-inclusive does give you that sense of security that it's a really self-contained element.
Is nice? Quite often when you're traveling, depending on the kind of traveling that you're doing, kids are kind of an afterthought when, as far as the resorts go. It's like, well, they may sort of throw in some kind of a little program for them, but it's really sort of an afterthought. This is so kid-centered that you just feel as though they're meant to be there, that things are aimed towards them, which gives you the kind of rest and relaxation that you need as well. And they had a beautiful pool with the terrace of the dining area right over top of it, so you could look down onto the pool while you were having breakfast in the morning. And two lifeguards on at all times. So that, you know, while you were keeping an eye on your child, you also knew there were two lifeguards on at all times as well. Tons of staff there. Really, really well staffed. Great vacation. And the nice thing, for 1 week, weather was really nice because it was, wasn't terribly, terribly hot. It was probably about 27, 28 Celsius. Sun would come out and then it would kind of cloud over, so it would give you a break from the heat. So you didn't have to worry too much about burning and stuff like that. It was good.
Yep, this is the time of year to be going to Jamaica. You can be sure of the temperature, unlike other points further north, like Florida, where the temperature still at this time of year can be iffy. You can be guaranteed.
Yeah, and Mexico is quite dicey too, because I was trying to figure out, and that's, as I was saying, that's what I said to my travel agent. I just want something that's where the weather is relatively guaranteed, and it's good for kids. And she said, I've never had. She sent lots of families there, and she said, I've never had one person complain about any of it.
And the whole Super Club's branding and the Super Club's name behind the hotel and the concept, you can rest assured that it will be you'll be looked after. I want to thank you, Avery Haynes, our family travel specialist, for joining us this morning and letting us in on that little find of space down in Jamaica and a little getaway that you experienced.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for joining us once again.
And have a great day.
Come on back.
Okay. Yeah, you're always welcome.
Thank you.
So following the break, Steve, we've got Sharon Delaney
with her information on a contest being held by the Plaza Hotel in New York City. So get your pencils ready to write down the address on how you can win something from the Plaza Hotel in New York City. That's when we return on Travel World across America via satellite on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
So keep on rocking me, baby.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Liberty Works Radio Network. Keep Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Keep
$2.80 today. Would it make a difference? It would if you gave...
And we're back on Travel World. Willem back as Stephen Pickford. And we've got in studio Art Moskovic and Carolyn the singer. And over on the line, we've got Sharon Delaney.
Sharon Delaney, our Carolina's bureau chief from WNCN, the NBC affiliate in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good morning, Sharon.
Sharon? Okay, I guess we're working on that connection.
Is there anybody out there?
Ah. We're going to call her.
We're going to call her directly.
I guess we lost her.
One line, two
lines. Well, you know what? While we're waiting for Sharon, we're actually going to showcase a little bit of Carolyn's
this
talent.
Minute to yes. talk in studio.
With Carolyn. So, Carolyn, what got you interested in singing in the first place? Who doesn't like
going
singing?
Going to a karaoke bar and having a friend of mine drag me up on stage. Started it out.
Oh, yeah? And now you've got a karaoke machine. It's funny. People think of karaoke as just some plain old farcical thing, but a lot of people really, they can. You've got to switch your mic on, by the way.
Yeah, it is. The new powers of technology.
The new powers of technology, as we have mm-hmm. that. Anyway, be that as it may, we want to give you a bit of a sampler as to Carolyn's vocal ability. However, that may go off. We got Shania Twain, "Whose Bed Has Your Boots Been Under?" So, try it out, Carolyn.
Okay.
Here it comes.
You're on.
Is it on now? You know what? There we go.
A Star Being Born.
Yeah.
This morning on Travel World.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? This time did I feel like thunder, baby? Whose bed have your boots been under? Don't look so lonely, don't act so blue. I know I'm not the only girl you run to.
Her voice is giving me goosebumps.
I know about Lolita, little Spanish flame. I've seen you round with a reader, the redhead down the lane.
There you go.
Who's been...
There you go, Carolyn.
Yeah,
all right. Jeez. So, do we have Sharon back?
Yes.
Hey, welcome.
Sharon is on the line now.
Morning.
She joined us in our Mock Shania Twain concert. We're showcasing new singers from Montreal.
Our version of Star Search.
Yeah, there we go. Travel World Star Search, or how we call it, Big Break?
That's right. Anyway. That's right. Yeah. You don't impress me that much.
Oh, very good. That was
I'm
quick.
I'm kidding.
That
that's the name of her song.
That's nasty.
Karen, you did great.
That was quick. That was quick.
That
See?
Was nasty.
Carolyn did great. And so, Sharon, welcome to Travel World once again. It's been many times that you've been on with us, and we always enjoy having you here. Yeah.
And you have some news for us about the Plaza Hotel and what they're doing this year.
Yeah, this is a terrific idea. It's very unique. So for all of our listeners out there, if your birthday is leap year, then you know that this year you're going to actually have a birthday.
It's like, oh, Reeve Shard has a birthday this year.
In 4 years. And in honor of all the leap year babies, and or just anyone who's been born on leap year, the Plaza Hotel in New York is doing the great Plaza Leap Year Century Search. They're going to recognize and celebrate all those unique people who are born on February 29th. And all you have to do is send a copy of your birth certificate with a letter which describes some kind of funny, heartwarming story about being born on leap year or on leap day, because I'm sure anyone who's been born on leap day has all kinds of stories to tell. And the hotel, they're going to pick one person from each day throughout the century, and they are going to be chosen to come up to the plaza on February 29th, and they can stay there for the price of the year they were born. For example, if you were born in 1968, you could stay at the Plaza Hotel for $19.68.
Oh, okay. I thought it was $1,968. It really doesn't
well,
matter
you
much.
Well, that's probably closer to the price that it really would be to stay at the Plaza. That's why
that is
such a great opportunity to stay in such a beautiful hotel. But also what they're going to do of all the people who go up there, they're then going to have a gala event where they're going to have a drawing for Leap Day Person of the Century. And the grand prize is going to be a free weekend at the Plaza every leap year for the rest of the winner's life. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's
a free weekend.
Unique.
That's a great hotel, too.
Now, where would somebody send in their anecdotes? Do you have the address for us?
Right. The contestants, get your pens and paper ready, and hopefully we'll be able to put this on the website as well. You send your information, again, your birth certificate plus a funny, heartwarming antidote about being born on leap day.
Anecdote. An antidote is a cure.
Yeah. You might need a cure.
Like the antidote for All News Radio, turn the dial.
Go ahead.
You send it to Plaza Leap Year Century Search, and the address is Rubenstein Associates, and that's Rubenstein.
Not to be confused with Jay Rubenstein, Canada's answer to Morton Jay Rubenstein, Canada's answer to Morton Downey Jr.
Oh, is he?
Anyway. Yes, that's what he is.
That'll be easy for all the Canadians to remember.
There you go.
Rubenstein and Associates at 1345 Avenue of the Americas, 30th floor, New York, New York. And the zip code is 10105.
You want to run through that one more time, Sharon?
Sure. Yeah, Plaza Leap Year Century Search, Rubenstein Associates, 1345 Avenue of the Americas, 30th floor, New York, New York, 10105.
There you go. So yeah,
you could win, could possibly be the leap year person of the century. That's
now, wouldn't
something
that be something? Right?
Put on your resume.
Put on your resume. Hey, I heard that you had a great time when Steve and Vic went and visited you guys down.
We all had a terrific time here in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it didn't get stuck like the Montreal Canadiens.
Great company.
And you actually heard about us on our WBZB radio affiliate down Liberty Works.
Yes,
in Raleigh.
AM 1090.
You betcha. Hey, hats off to everybody.
Powerhouse of the Carolinas.
Yeah. Down to town, up and down the dial.
We like to say that name a lot just because WBZ is the all-news radio down in north of Boston area, and they're the ones that are the prototype that our old CIQC station tried
to actually, emulate. Somebody did mention on the Internet that if Brian Kennedy at CIQC thought WBZ was his prototype, he knew nothing about broadcasting because the two stations are nothing.
Oh, they're not. They're not. No, no, because WBZ at least has a point and has listeners.
And then they have sports and talk in the evening, and they reflect their community, unlike
there you go.
People.
Back to you, Sharon. So what else have you got for us this time?
Got some things coming up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have heard, you can ski in the South. Did you know that?
No.
And we're not talking water skiing here. We're talking snow skiing.
That is correct. There is a huge base of people. I know myself, I have never skied out west or up north. I learned how to ski in the South in the North Carolina mountains. There are also beautiful mountains in Virginia and West Virginia. And in 2 weeks, we're going to be taking you to Wintergreen Resort in Virginia, where you can ski and golf in the same weekend on the same mountain.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting.
How do you golf in the snow?
With
a green ball.
With a green ball.
They actually own such a large part of the mountain and the valley that, of course, you ski up top, and they have beautiful condos on the top of the mountain, and then at the bottom in the valley, they have year-round golfing.
So you pretty much ski down to the golf course.
You pretty much could. Actually,
you could actually ski with your... You could be like James Bond and ski with your clubs on your back.
And hopefully you won't have any KGB guys coming after you.
That's it.
Not on Liberty Works, at least.
Maybe you might have some mountain people, but that's about it in Virginia.
Oh, play me some mountain music.
Yeah, there's a few of them, So that ought to be fun. That'll be something to look forward to in March on Travel World.
Sharon, you got to come up to Montreal and visit us here.
I know. I really would love to come up and hang out with you guys for a weekend.
Hey, you know what movie you got to see, Sharon? It's just come out in theaters, and I saw it yesterday. It's called The Whole Nine Yards with Bruce Willis and Matthew Perry. It's set in Montreal. I went there just to see this. You know, I don't care whether there was a story, and actually the story was interesting. Rosanna Arquette plays a French-Canadian woman. She's got the acting down to a T, but the accent sounds like a Parisian on acid. Sounds nothing like a French-Canadian woman. But go see the movie. It's worth seeing. I heartily recommend it, and I love seeing Montreal on film.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I will definitely put it in the list to see.
Yeah, now we got about 40 seconds left, Steve.
Well, I want to thank Sharon Delaney from WNCN in Raleigh joining us this morning with that info on the Plaza contest. You can check that out on our show's website, webspawner.com/user/travelworld. Next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern for Travel World across America on Liberty Works Radio Network, Susan Bard Hall, Bed and Breakfast across America. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Art Moskovic.
I'm Carolyn Rice.
And join us again next week.
Have a great week.
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.